Welcome to episode 1812 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. Meditation is one of the best things you could do for yourself all day. Whether you settle yourself down and meditate as you sink into an inner state of stillness, or you do a meditation technique that I share with you as you go about your day, it's all good. We all start somewhere on our slow down journey. Honor where you are in the process. I started slowing down to the point where I wanted to meditate by sitting and sipping a cup of tea. This slowed me down, and soon I would stop flipping through magazines or doing something else mindlessly as I was sipping my tea. And I started to become more mindful, where I would start to notice the calm, peaceful sounds around me, or I would close my eyes and just rest them. Soon, I started to naturally crave more silent time. So even sitting with a simple cup of tea, doing a breathing technique, or repeating a positive affirmation to help focus your thoughts can help you relax your mind and body instantly. The more consistently you do this, the more deeply you'll notice the results. But even doing a simple technique for half a minute can bring you instant results. In today's episode, I'll share with you a technique that you can do inconspicuously. It is a mudra technique. We have a lot of nerve endings on our hands and our fingertips, and mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And when you position your hands and fingers in a particular way, you stimulate your brain. Well, the mudra I'll be sharing with you in today's episode is a mudra that helps you to calm your mind and body. And our theme for this week, we always explore a theme each week. This allows you to really go more deeply into a particular quality in your life so you can begin to take on the characteristics of that quality. When you focus on the theme as you meditate, you bring yourself deeply into this particular quality. Our theme this week is improving relationships, creating simplicity in your life with relationships that matter most. And I've challenged you to focus on one particular relationship in your life and to apply each day's meditation technique to improving this relationship. I think you'll agree that relationships can be complicated. And so the techniques I'm sharing with you this week will help you to simplify some of that complication that can take place. It has a lot to do with listening and hearing and being present for someone else. This could be a relationship you're already in, maybe with a loved one, it could be a romantic partner, or maybe with your child or sibling. It could be a good friend, or maybe you're focusing on a relationship with someone you'd like to get to know better, or maybe it's a difficult relationship, or even a relationship with a neighbor or someone you work with. Whatever your relationship, focus on being present with that person. So in our previous episodes, you discovered a breathing technique and an affirmation that you layer together. It's where you inhale and mentally repeat, listen as you inhale and visualize this person in your life. And as you exhale, mentally affirming, hear, really hearing what this person has to say and hearing who they are. You'll layer on another meditation technique with the mudra. You can hold this mudra as you do the affirmation and breathing technique together. And your challenge this week is to listen and hear this other person. So the mudra is the Shankha Mudra. To do it, you will hold both of your hands right in front of your chest, or you can rest your hands on your lap as well. And you're going to encircle your left thumb with your right fingers. And then you're going to touch your right thumb to your left index finger. You'll notice that your left index finger and your right thumb are naturally extended upward. Just touch them together. And this mudra is going to help you with mental clarity as you meditate. You can do this mudra 3 times a day for up to 15 minutes at a sitting, or you can also do it standing. This will give you the best results. Do the mudra for however long you feel comfortable holding it. You can work your way up to holding it longer. And that is a fun and dynamic way to take your meditation ritual to the next level. You can do this mudra discreetly. So even if you are trying to make a decision and you just want a little bit of clarity, you could do this mudra as you hold it in your lap or at your chest. So, as you settle yourself down to meditate today, know that, as always, you can find more support and go deeper into our theme this week with half-hour guided meditations on the Sipino Meditation app. I want to share that with you because I share the meditation techniques and insight with you here on the podcast, but I know some of you might like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation. I share those daily on the Sipino Meditation app, and as my gift to you, you can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the whole app, not just a part of it. It is the Sip and Om Meditation app. You also get weekly journals with a daily reflection question, and you get a slowdown guide for the entire week's series. This is for each week's series. As you settle yourself down to meditate and you calm your mind and body, closing your eyes and keeping them slightly elevated upward to keep your thoughts uplifted, you'll begin to notice that you calm your breath naturally as soon as you elevate your eyes gently upward. You'll begin to breathe a little higher up in your nose, the calmer you become. Not forcing yourself to be calm, allowing yourself to naturally unfold to a state of peace. Now visualize the person you're focusing on this week. And think of one way you could honor this person today. Send this person your gratitude. and send your acceptance, allowing this person to be their finest. Meditate to the point where you could go a little bit further. Always end your meditation in a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.